Welcome to Below the 10, a series about South LA. I'm David Weinberg, a reporter with KCRW. Every year, the students at Isla Academy put on a winter program for their parents. Isla Academy is a private school in South Los Angeles. The students are African-American Muslims. This year's winter program included songs, Arabic recitations, there was even some stand-up comedy, and an original play. The students wrote the play with their Arabic teacher, Jihad Safir, who is also the imam of the mosque. It's in the same building as the school. In the months leading up to the winter program, a lot of the parents at the school were following the presidential election, and they were concerned about some of Trump's statements about Muslims and by the rise in hate crimes that followed. So the students decided to address this issue through theater. The subject of this year's play was the rise of Donald Trump. Here's the story. It's about a half hour till showtime. 25 students are gathered in an upstairs classroom. The kids are dressed in white button-down shirts with black vests and turquoise bow ties. Most of the girls are wearing white headscarves. And the room is buzzing with nervous excitement. The students go over their lines one last time. Also, there's pizza.
Yeah, we had pizza and everything, so I'm ready for the performance.
The kids bounce around the classroom, checking to make sure each other's ties are on straight. And the principal of the school, Aziza Ali Regan, gets everyone's attention for a last-minute pep talk.
So right now, I want you guys to focus, get in a comfortable position, and get still, and get silent. Picture yourself on stage, being successful, remembering your lines, not being nervous. Say thank you if you need to. Ask for help if you need to. This is your time to really connect with your creator.
There are 60 students in grades K through 8 at Isla Academy. The school shares space with a mosque on Slauson Avenue in South LA.
Of course, they're building their skills in regards to math and science. We teach the Arabic language, but at the same time, they have to work very hard at our school, you know, because we know we have to prepare them for a world as black children transitioning into adulthood.
Jihad Safir is the imam of the mosque and founded the school 3 years ago. He also teaches Arabic and helps shape the curriculum.
So we have to address from the school to prison pipeline, so this mass incarceration, it's embedded in the curriculum, you know. So for example, we may have instances where we have people who formerly incarcerated spend time with the children, you know, so they hear their story.
Jihad sees Isla Academy as a way to protect these kids from a society that hasn't provided them with the opportunities that they deserve or valued their lives as equal.
For example, we have our young ladies. They're dealing with a society that doesn't necessarily favor their dark skin, the texture of their hair, or the shape of their body. And they're constantly presented with images and saying that you're not good enough. So just how they're constantly being bombarded with these images, we constantly bombard them with, the fact that they are, beautiful, that they are leaders in societies, and they are not here to follow.
Many of the students at Isla came here from public schools. That's true of 10-year-old Nuri Saladin Aman Ali.
My people are from Morocco, but I was born here in Los Angeles.
He transferred here from LAUSD Elementary School in Watts. Nuri loves it here. His favorite subject is Arabic. And he was especially excited to be playing the imam in today's school play. He told me that for him, the message of the play was that the rise of Donald Trump was a test.
All of us are being tested, but through this test, we have to love one another.
What is the test?
The test is now we have a president who's trying to kick all of us out of the country, and we have to just stand strong and love one another through this test.
I asked Nuri if he was worried that Trump's policies might affect him personally. And he said no, because he had all his paperwork in order. And I asked him what he meant by that. And he walked over to a nearby table and reached into the pocket of his jacket, pulled something out, and walked back.
Oh, what is that?
My ID.
Oh, cool.
It was a homemade ID card with his picture on it, and it said that he was a Moor American. Nuri told me that as long as he had his ID on him, Trump couldn't kick him out of the country. Then he got quiet, and he looked over at the table and said,
I don't know why I left it in my jacket.
I don't know why I left it in my jacket.
As you enter, please remember the blue line.
It's 10 minutes to showtime. Inside the masjid, a rectangular room where religious services are held, it's packed with parents sitting on the carpeted floor with their shoes off, smartphones in hand, ready to photograph their kids. The performance is made up of several acts that include Arabic recitations, a series of monologues, a few short skits, some songs, and stand-up comedy by fourth grader Sidi Tariq.
Assalamualaikum, my name is Sidi, I'm gonna do a few halal jokes.
Who delivered three halal jokes, like, what do you call a Muslim who smokes?
A Muslim.
It killed. The final act of the performance, the Donald Trump play, was performed almost entirely in Arabic. Very few people in the audience speak Arabic, but it wasn't hard to make out what was happening. And afterwards, Jihad gave a brief explanation of the play, which opens with two groups standing on either side of the stage, facing each other. In between them, Donald Trump stands like Moses parting the Red Sea. Trump is played by 13-year-old Ahmed Touré, and when he made his entrance in an ill-fitting blonde wig, everyone lost it. Ahmed had a hard time staying in character, trying to keep his face in the infamous Trumpian scowl. So the play opens with Trump giving a speech about banning Muslims from entering the United States. The crowd shouts, "We love you, Donald Trump." In the next scene, 9-year-old Issa Regan, one of the smaller boys in the class, plays a man who gets riled up by Trump's rhetoric. And after the speech, he confronts a woman in the street and rips her headscarf off her head and pushes her to the ground, yelling in Arabic.
Ithabila Afrika, which means go back to Africa. And then Amina says, I'm a Muslim woman from America. This is my country. This is my nation.
In the next scene, the woman whose headscarf was ripped off, who's played by Sadia, Jihad's daughter, goes back to the mosque in tears and tells the congregation what happened. So the men of the mosque get in formation.
Attention! Original salute!
And march off to find the man who assaulted their sister. They confront the man who committed the assault, and he shouts back at them. It's Donald Trump's time. And the men respond, it's Allah's time. And the man shouts, it's Donald Trump's America. And the men respond, it's Allah's America. And then this unlikely 180 happens. The man defending Trump turns to the men confronting him and says, you know what? I don't want any trouble.
You know what? I don't want any trouble.
And then they all hug each other. And with that, the play is over. And Jihad gives a short speech to the congregation about what he hopes they take away from the performance, which is that this is a time for the congregation to get organized and to come together, and not to focus on the rhetoric and actions of those who discriminate against them.
A lot of times we look at it as a weakness in other people when we want them to change. No, this should initiate a change within ourselves to say, hey, you know, we need to really talk about security. If our sisters and our brothers are being harassed out there, you know, and it's not to go and retaliate, but to defend ourselves from bigotry, prejudice, and hate. End of the day, it should motivate us to become a tighter community, you know, whatever we're going through, and not be paralyzed by the thoughts of fear of these times.
For KCRW, I'm David Weinberg.